Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Professor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Listen, I was just talking about, you know, why we originally reached out, and we're a little bit tight on time, but how surprised or not surprised? Well, I guess I'll take a step back. Sometimes the president gets caught up in his meetings and then he sort of changes his mind, but then he soon after changes it back. Him professing that he thinks Ukraine can win and that maybe Russia's a paper tiger and that maybe Ukraine can then get all their land back, where it's just like even a month ago he was saying that, you know, Ukraine's going to have to cede some space. What do you make of it?
I think we have to understand it mostly in a political sense or a psychological sense, that the president has decided that he doesn't think he can move the needle on the conflict. And so he's trying to get out. And this is the kind of thing you would say, you know, say, hey, you know, good luck. I think you'll do fine, you know, and sort of walk away from a friend in need.
That's what it felt like to you. So I thought it was almost it sounded to me like a resounding sort of reaffirmation of support. And you're saying kind of the opposite.
No, I think we know what he's decided in the background is that, you know, he's going to continue to allow NATO to buy American weapons. He's going to continue to provide intelligence and this kind of support. But I think he's going to step away from actively risking failure in trying to negotiate a peace. Hmm. I'll put it like that. He's trying to avoid losing face in this.
Wow. I did not expect that response. That's very interesting. Then what is the latest on the ground? Because I saw some reports that Ukraine, after being kind of rolled for several months, was sort of stabilizing and even clawing back a little bit.
Ukraine is learning to hold its own. The big untold story here is that they've developed a pretty sustainable and robust defense industrial complex, and Europe is really helping them with that. Europe has completely bought in now on the idea that Ukraine is on the front line of a potential war for them. So they've all agreed to increase defense spending, and they're starting to pull out, you know, Ukrainian defense contractors and set them up with production facilities, you know, outside of Ukraine. And that's really a way that Ukraine's going to be able to sustain themselves, I think, to defend and to deter, but I would not expect them to be able to take back all their territory anytime soon.
We're talking with Professor Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven here on Brian and Company. You know, I think that a lot of, like, the layperson viewed, I don't know, you know, Putin got to set foot on American soil and have a meeting, and that seemed like a huge victory, and then absolutely nothing came out of it, even though they were saying, oh, the Zelensky and Putin will meet. I mean, the two questions I have is, actually, I shouldn't ask them in tandem because they're too big. Where is Putin now? Like, you know, in terms of, like, that was like felt like a victory, but like, where is he now?
I think he still feels like it's a victory. He's in control of the situation. What's going on here is that the president of the United States and Europe and everybody else is reacting to him. He's driving what's going. I don't think he knows exactly where it's going. But right now he's definitely in control, and that's important to him. It's important to his public image in Russia.
Do you think that Trump trying to go after people who buy Russian oil can happen? I mean, because like India obviously is a massive consuming economy. Do you think that the White House can exert that kind of pressure?
I think that they can, but it becomes costly, right? It's the United States doesn't have the power to just force other people to do this, because eventually you get these connections where the trade rolls back on the U.S. and hurting things in India starts to hurt things back in the U.S. and threatening China for their support of the war starts to hurt trade with the U.S. And where that line is, how far out in the future, whether it's 6 months or a year is really hard to tell because economies are complicated and there's a lot of lag time. So I think it's important that we're threatening to do this. It's important that we're putting sanctions in place, but it's very unclear how well they're going to work in the long term.
Is there a sense of how the Russian people are these days? I mean, it seems like Putin somehow is able to really continue to, I don't know, he seems popular, but I don't really have any idea.
In a sense, Brian, he basically won the war when he set up internet control in 2008 and 2012 because he controls the media, right? That's why when governments start to be able to do that and start to punish journalists for saying the truth, it gets really dangerous because once you get control of enough of the media, you continue to have the appearance of a press, the appearance of investigations, the appearance of coverage of the government. But the reality is that the government is feeding the population their own story, and it becomes very hard to tell what the truth is at that time. And most people are like anywhere else. They just decide, hey, I've got kids, I've got to get to my job. You know, I'm actually making more money than I used to because I'm working in a defense plant now. And they just look the other way at what's going on. And that's what's allowed Putin to do what he's doing with enormous amounts of casualties, because he's able to essentially keep that story out of everyday life.
Mm. How's the semester?
It's going well, I tell you. It's crazy as usual, but I'm excited. I'm taking a group of students down to D.C. For a class. And I'm teaching a class on the American presidency for the first time, which is it has no lack of material right now. So it's been pretty good. And the university is just humming along. It's doubled in size since I've been here. And we really, really like the new president.
Yeah. Well, D1 sports, baby. Listen, we got to run.
Yeah, and D1 sports. Oh, my gosh. How could I forget that? Yeah. Of course.
Professor, we'll talk to you again soon. Yeah, they're going to play UConn. It's going to be great for hoops. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.